What's up, everyone? The CODcast is fueled by XP Sports. XP Sports has created gaming supplements focused on giving you what you want. Their products deliver more than just energy and come in unique formats, including pregame powder, ready-to-drink cans, and even gummies, guys. I love them. The ready-to-drink can delivers zero sugar, zero calories, and zero lag. The XP Sports Boost Energy Drink is delicious and can help you get through any long gaming session. The formula in the Boost Energy Drink includes a scientifically studied ingredient that supports mental energy, performance, and improved reaction time. It also provides another ingredient that supports normal, healthy eye function. If you're more of a gummy person, try the gummies. They provide an ingredient that supports mental clarity and another to support normal, healthy eye function as well. We all know how important that can be. Make sure you have these bad boys in your gaming arsenal. I use them every day, guys. I mean, come on, talk about multiple birds with one stone. Take your game to the next level with XP Sports. You can purchase XP Sports on their website, xpsports.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Walmart. Use code CODcast at checkout for a 30% discount. Yeah, that's right. I said 30%. That's xpsports.com. Take your game to the next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you guys for loading on in. I appreciate you guys in the chat. And now that people are officially here, I'll say it again. Welcome, Stro. After a wild day, how are you feeling today, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm the same guy I've always been. Same guy showing up today.
That's what's
up. Yeah, but it was an interesting day yesterday, to say the least.
It was, man. You don't really like get into like big beefs like that all the time. Like, you throw little jabs and stuff on social.
I talk some smack, man. But you know what? Like, you know, when did we get so soft? You know, like, you know, like, I've been talking smack for 15 years doing this, you know. And when you 3-0 a team, man, it's okay. You're supposed to be able to talk a little smack, and I take it.
So, you know? So like, I wanted to get like a little bit backstory on it. So like, because if people don't know anything, that tweet that you let out doesn't like seem too bad, you know. So basically, what I took from it is you were kind of saying like they tweet out every time they win, but they don't tweet about when they lose. And do you feel like organizations should always tweet win or lose, no matter what? Basically, after a big match. Like, shed some line when it went down.
No, I mean, there are plenty of matches I don't even tweet out. You know, okay. Maybe I'm spending time with my family that day. Maybe Matt was spending time with his family. I don't know, doing something else. It's all good. I was just talking a little smack. You know, like, you know, it's like anytime you have a 3-0 like that, you can talk a little smack. You know, it's I kind of clung on to that. But, you know, I feel like in a big time matchup right there where you're playing for a number one seed heading into a $500,000 major. You know, you boost up your team. You say, "Hey, we're going to play." Like, tell your fans, go watch. You know,
yeah.
But you know,
for some reason, they didn't. Do you feel like you've been throwing jabs 100 thieves way for a while?
I've been throwing some jabs their way, man. And look, at the end of the day, they're a great org, man. Like, they're, you know, Nate. You know, Nate's always full of class. He doesn't really respond too much. You know, like, hats off to the dude. You know, like, I really do respect him as an organization, but. You know, look, man, the league has to be entertaining. You know, if you're just nice every time you 3-0 a team in a big match, it's going to be boring.
Yeah.
You know, like, the fans want the league to be exciting. And so every now and then I think it's okay to celebrate a victory by talking a little smack. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I'm not going to take anybody's side, but I will say from my perspective, I'm just wondering why... Like, they went so hard on you. Like, is there something that we don't know? Like, why did Jack... I've never seen Jack get that angry before, ever. Like, ever. I was perplexed. I was looking at my phone like, what the hell just happened? I reread your tweet a couple times to see if you, like, said something to make him that pissed. And I'm just wondering, like, what was it?
It's frustrating, man, when your team loses like that, you know? And not it wasn't like a big old... stomping. I mean, we 3-0'd them, but like, they're still a great team. But I think it's just because I've been poking at them for a while and they've all had it bottled in and haven't responded. But you know, look, man, I still respect those guys a lot. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, you have to you know, create some storylines for the league. I think people appreciate that, and I've always been like this. I've been doing this 15 years, man. I talk, you guys know me. Like, yeah, I'll talk some smack when we win, and I'll get salty when we lose. But when we lose and we get 3-0'd, I don't personally attack people and their business and, you know, like their fan base. Every now and then, maybe I'll tweet something about the fan bases. So that's not right. You know, I admit, like, that's not good. I kind of did it yesterday too. But, you know, that's not something I should be doing. So, you know, I'm at fault sometimes too. And, you know, it's okay. We all move on at the end of the day, and let's go to the next match. GG, go next. But yeah, I felt like it went a little overboard yesterday, crossed the line just a little bit.
It felt like it had nothing to do, at least from my perspective, it didn't feel like it had anything to do with the match.
Yeah,
like,
on their side. Right.
It was a complete deflection away from the fact that they got 3-0'd, and that's what we were talking about. And, you know, I should have just said, man, you're really mad about that, and just left it at that. But, you know, I responded, and that's where it got ugly. And, you know, that's not what we should be doing, man. Period.
I mean,
so
I can't say that I've ever gotten it on that kind of scale. With, I just assume that your Twitter and social media was just pretty rough for like the last, I don't know, 24 hours.
Anytime. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, you know, there needs to be a little smack talk about the game. You know, anytime we get 3-0'd by an Optic or 100 Thieves or something like that, you know, their fan base is so rabid and they don't call them off, right? It's like attack dogs in my mentions. And man, I try to respond with as much grace as possible. And so, you know, maybe that's what kind of spurs me to talk a little smack when we get a big 3-0. You know, I like to kind of give them the feeling of that a little bit, right? Yeah. And I don't think that that's terrible. So, you know, I'm not really that offended, to be honest. I just think that the message out there for us as a league needs to be, it's okay to, you know, not to have your feelings hurt so bad if, you know, there's a little smack talk that comes behind you getting your ass whipped, you know?
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
It goes for us too at the Empire. We are certainly going to get 3-0'd at some point again. Like, we're not immune to being 3-0'd. And I promise you, I won't react like that.
Yeah, I feel like people should feel like able to come out and talk some crap after they win a big series, you know? And yesterday, I think a lot of people think twice before they come out and just toast the team after they beat them 3-0 like that. But did you guys have any communication, like via DMs afterwards or whatever? Because you kind of like fell back a little bit. Like, you're like, I'm not really doing this.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa. You know, I was like, yeah, I just kind of fell off. Like, all right, dude. Like, yeah, all right. I kind of fell back just because it's the right thing to do. I mean, I clearly had them so upset that, you know, Courage is comparing esports earnings from 15 years ago or 10 years ago to his. I mean, there are literally like hundreds of tournaments I played in that aren't even accounted on that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, man, like, I just didn't want to keep it going. And then Cap took it to another level later on. And, you know, we don't really need to talk about all that, but, okay. You know, I feel like I treated Cap pretty fairly throughout his career, treated him really well, did a lot of things outside of just a contract for him that, you know, I never had to do, but did. And I hope him and I can still get along in the future.
Yeah, that was like hours later to that, but we won't get into that unless you want to. But I know people.
No, man, look, Cap did a lot of amazing things for our org. You know, he won a world championship with me. And I understand he's frustrated after I, you know, talk some smack after we beat them like that. But, you know, I hope we can all let bygones be bygones and just move on. I still love seeing Cap, and, you know, I hope he's not so upset with me over, you know, what happens all the time in contract negotiations in esports, especially back then when, honestly, like, throughout the years, we never even signed contracts back in the day, you know?
No, we did. We literally didn't for, like, years, for years.
Those were, like, the first couple of years of us actually signing real contracts with players. And so we were bound to, like, you know, have some disputes over the language or, like, the way things worked or just getting lazy and not signing things on time or whatever. And, you know, like I said, I respect Capitan, man, and didn't really mean it for it to go that far. And, you know, he doesn't have to apologize to me. I don't expect that or anything. You know, he's clearly upset, and that's okay. I just wish he would have addressed it completely 5 years ago and not held an infight for 5 years and then whipped it out when I talked smack to him about a 3-0, you know?
You and Cap are mortal enemies at this point, Mike. We got to keep it a buck. He's come at you. Yeah, so
he
came at
he like that felt like he was trying to come for you and your career, and that to me, amongst all the weird stuff that happened yesterday, it was the most odd.
That was the weirdest thing that happened.
Dude,
hours and hours afterwards. I forgive him. I forgive him, and I hope all the people in the COD community don't just think I'm some scumbag owner, because I like to think that I've changed the lives of a lot of Call of Duty players for the better, and, you know, took money out of my own pocket. I mean, I've paid over $15 million to pro gamers salaries. Okay, shit. Throughout my career,
I was on CFO Envy a little bit too early. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, like if you take these are just player contracts. You know, our CFO, I had him total it all up throughout all of our years, and yeah, we've paid over $15 million into the pockets of pro gamers. That's just raw salary; it doesn't include prize money.
Yeah,
and you know, I feel like I've done some pretty good things for the community, and didn't feel like I deserved that, but it's okay.
Random question. Are you and Thorin really good friends?
I know Thorin, and I talked to him a lot when we had a Counter-Strike team, but I don't really talk to him much anymore. I mean, the guy is very passionate about esports and, you know, reporting on it. But honestly, man, I don't know what's going on there. I didn't really read very much of it, to be honest, but like... Dude, Thorin is a very abrasive person, you know, sometimes, and the COD community is very abrasive, and so you combine the two, and man, that was probably some fireworks. I really didn't even have the time to read through it all. I tried to spend some time with my family last night, and I had other things to work on last night.
You gotta go spend some time with loved ones after that.
Yeah, but I also, yeah, it's like, told my wife I really loved her last night. And she was awesome last night. Like, just like, don't worry about it. You know, it's like when you have a day at the office like that. But no, man. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Thorin's his own person. I don't know him. You know, like a great friend, but I respect him as a person that's been around for so long, trying to grow esports and report on it and tell stories. Sometimes he crosses the line too, but.
Yeah, he went buck wild yesterday, and for somebody who's like really not in esports at all. I know this has nothing to do with, or not in esports, not in COD esports not even at all.
Dude, I mean, it wasn't just like, you know, I think I put out a tweet where I was like, disclaimer, you know, anything that happens from this point forward is like, it's not my responsibility. Because there were like four different Twitter battles going on apparently, and I was just like,
well, dude,
I'm sorry, guys. I was just trying to celebrate a 3-0 little smack talk.
I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
I had like my thought of who Thorin was like a while back, because I remember when I first... you know, figured out who he was years ago, 6-7 years ago. And I saw a video he made, and it was about like passionate players and the mindset you should approach winning with. And I was like, oh, I agree with this. Good guy. This guy's a good CS dude. And then yesterday I went to his Twitter and I was blocked. And I was like, why am I blocked? And I tweeted out something. I don't know how he was seeing our tweets, even though he has us blocked, and then commenting on our tweets after, like, I didn't understand that at all. So I was hoping if you knew him at all, you could tell us a little bit. Maybe.
Thorin's prepared for Twitter war at all times, apparently. But yeah, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, everything that happened yesterday, honestly, just I messaged all our guys last night and I just apologized to them, because it shouldn't be about me, man. You know, honestly, our like Krim, Shotzi, Illy, Hook, Ray, Marcus, all the guys that are running the Empire, like, those guys deserve a lot of credit, man. They deserve to have fans that cheer for them. And, you know, when I smack talk, like, you know, maybe I turn like the big fan bases of, you know, 100 Thieves or Optic, FaZe, like against them. And it's not right, man. Like, it's really about those guys. And so I really just ask the community to cheer for them, because they're all amazing dudes. They're working hard. They're world champions. And they really deserve, you know, for people to cheer for them. So mainly I just wanted to get that message out. Like, my guys deserve a lot of credit. They work really hard and they are champions, and I shouldn't be causing them to get pressured or get shit talked in their social media, you know.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, I think anybody who's talking crap to the players after that is just weird in general, to be honest. Because I don't really, the only person who said anything was Krim, I think, and he was like trolling. But yeah, I mean, I hope people can look at it and just see it as like it was all a lot of fun. And I think we want more stuff like that, but not to the extent that it went. Just like a little bit of friendly trash talk. I hope you don't like fall back and never talk trash. Man,
if they beat us this season at some point, you're gonna, you know, you'll get it again, I'm sure.
You have to come back with the heat, Shro. Like you gotta next time you can't back down,
man,
like that.
I'll take an L, man. I can take an L.
It was just weird. I just hope that whenever the trash talk does happen, it's with the people that are involved, if that makes sense. It's kind of weird when people come from out of nowhere throwing haymakers. Like, what the hell did Jack, no offense, like, what did Jack have to do with the situation?
No, I mean, that's literally a big part of their brand, though. Jack's the big part of their brand. He's a Call of Duty personality. He's passionate about 100 Thieves. I get it.
I think the passion about 100 Thieves is warranted 100%. I mean, that's who he's with. It just felt like it was blown out of proportion massively.
I mean, yeah, he kind of came out of the shadows with the punches. Like, but
I mean, I just want to like keep it a buck. Yeah, I mean, Jack really did just come out of absolute nowhere. I wanted to know if you guys had any like history before, because I'm still mind-blown by it. I feel like there's something.
No, we never really talked a lot. I never really talked a lot to Jack, man. You know, a little bit here and there, but you know, I never really had a ton of conversation with him. And you know, I think obviously I've been vocal about trying to prop our team up versus some of the other big brands, and you know, talk some smack. And I think he's just always probably had maybe a negative attitude toward me, but
is what it is.
You know, I mean, I guess the views of, you know, are out there, but we don't got to get into it.
I found where it started. I found the initial tweet, and it was November 1st, 2020. I don't want to be a team owner whose aim is to sell you hoodies and make you watch videos. I want to be a team owner who lets you experience winning. So I think this wheel was just churning and churning. Like, I bet it must have, like, this got sent in a group chat. They're like, dude, this guy's a weirdo. It just kept churning and churning and churning. And then you 3-0'd them. They didn't get first. And then that tweet went out and they just blacked out. It had to be what it was, 100%. But hey, man, it is what it is.
Yeah, we don't need to beat it up. We don't need to beat it up too much, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You know, there are other great things to talk about. Absolutely. With you guys when I come talk to you.
You messaged me, okay. You said you had some things to say, so I'm glad that we got that.
Well, that was it. Yeah, we got through all of that. Okay. But I do want to talk about the league a little bit, because, dude, our league's great.
Amazing.
It's great. It's great. And everybody else COD Twitter was trending worldwide yesterday. That's pretty intense. I think it was trending worldwide.
Thorn was the third U.S. trend, literally.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, that's what's great, man. Like COD, you know, like it's great to have teams like 100 Thieves and Optic that bring a lot of fans into the league and can make you know, things trend on Twitter around the league. And you know, shout out to the CDL for trying to send Courage and I a bunch of beef, spicy beef.
Are you actually vegetarian now?
Yeah, I don't eat meat, so that went to the garbage. Whoa. But that was a waste. I think maybe a little bit went to our dogs. We have four dogs.
When did forego meat? I know this is random, but
It's been a while. I mean, my wife kind of got me into it, and so it's been a long time. But okay. Don't eat meat.
All right. Well, they sent you some beef. That was pretty funny.
That's what I was talking about. Like, the league is awesome, right? Like, you know, the league is literally getting involved and saying, come on, let's have fun with it. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love what we're doing with CDL. And I think it's going to be one of the best esports leagues for a long time.
And I know you guys just saw like the announcement, like in the news about the vaccine being delivered earlier. It was like by the end of May, apparently the vaccine should be like fully delivered everywhere. So maybe we'll be able to get back to land sooner than we thought.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but today the state of Texas, the governor completely opened up Texas, 100% businesses wide open, and no more mask mandate here in the state of Texas.
Dude, so, I'm telling you, you guys, they survived that snowstorm. They're like, listen, I'm not going out in lockdown. That's it.
We survived this. We can survive anything. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, Texas is tripping, but hey.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I don't know how quickly we'll try to spin up live events for the Empire and stuff here in Dallas, but, you know, I'd like to think that during this season at some point we can hold some kind of live event, which should be.
Well, who just announced their event in Iceland? Was it Valorant?
It was Valorant, Riot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a huge play. That's a huge thing for them. And yeah, I feel like Iceland probably has COVID under control, just location-wise and population. That's huge.
Yeah, we still got to fly players there. If you know, we're qualified for Masters 1 as the number one seed, but that LAN event is for Masters 2.
Yeah. Squads are doing well over there, huh? Doing good.
Yeah, Rocket League took third at the major, but back-to-back-to-back regional champions before we dropped one.
So. Was their major? Their major's online, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is this? Is this like the first like big LAN event, the one in Iceland for esports or what?
I no, somebody tweeted at me and said PUBG was having one right now in Korea.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
PUBG.
Yeah, man.
Interesting. That's cool.
I liked watching PUBG when we had a PUBG team. I think it was a lot of fun to watch. Just not a lot of people watched it. So
this game in a LAN environment would be dope, man. And in our new format, like we just have so many sick games. Every game means so much. And going into our major, I'm looking at the schedule. So we got 2 matches Wednesday, 4 Thursday, 4 Friday, 3 Saturday, and 3 Sunday. Like, that's a packed schedule of things.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that the Empire plays the winner of either New York or Optic.
Yeah.
Which would you rather play? Because I guess there's storylines both ways. You have Clay on one side, and obviously that match was crazy close. And then,
man, Optic is looking strong this year, man. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'd probably just, I don't know. I think the easier match for the guys would be New York, but New York's pretty hot too. And then, you know, I think just for the league in general to be good, that, you know, obviously when we play Optic, it's always going to be fun. And like I said, if we get 3-0'd by them, I mean, you guys will see how I react. I mean, my timeline gets blown up by Optic fans, which is okay.
Dude, could you guys imagine an Empire Thieves final? Oh my god,
Thorin would watch.
that would be absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, so what did you think about basically all of Stage 1, Stro? Because I know you're obviously super into it, been watching every single game.
Yeah, I watch all the games.
What did you think of like the pacing of everything and how it went?
Good, man. Like coming off of like Super Week was dope. You know, like having so many matches like every day, which we're about to kind of get again with a major. So we go from like Super Week to a major. I thought that was sick. I for one, am like all for playing more matches. Like the guys like scrim every day, you know. So like instead of just scrimming every day, like just let's play some matches, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to see more matches. I'd like to see it, you know, kind of happen this way, especially if we're playing online. But yeah, we're getting a good number of matches in. You know, I think the first stage was interesting, man. You got some really good teams. You got some dark horses that can upset people, you know. You have some players that are starting to shine, like up-and-comers. You have some real up-and-comers coming out now that are a threat.
I just think the level of play was incredible this last week. It was just the highest level of play I've ever seen in COD, legit ever. Like going into every series, I quickly learned like anybody can beat anybody on any given day. Like it's insane. Like you guys started off and you look like you were the definitive best squad, like by a landslide. And then you just had 3 back to back to back game fives. And that had to be pretty exhilarating for you, like watching from sidelines. Like, oh, we're good, but you got to still work on some things.
Yeah,
I think that just speaks to the level of talent around the league, right? Like the teams that people consider at the bottom are what? Seattle, London, maybe. I mean, Toronto's 1-4. These teams all have ridiculously talented players on them, all of them. And it just, if those are your bottom teams, it's just like,
that's why the league is
an incredible amount of talent.
It's a sick league, man.
Yeah.
And I like our format too. I think we have 3 majors, right? So that prize money can get spread out. Pretty, you know, team can come in and fire well for a week and come in and win a bunch of prize money. It could be Toronto, man. I mean, didn't they steal an event last season? They got one, didn't they?
Yeah, they beat Atlanta in a final at some point.
Yeah.
Towards the end, yeah.
You know, Florida got a few in there, a couple in there. I mean, it's like any of these teams can go off, man. And so that last year, I thought we had more game fives than any other season of Call of Duty in my 15 years, you know, 14 years.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna beat it. I think we're gonna beat it this year.
Looking down the list here, I mean, we had so many game fives, like so many series just went the distance, and they were just wild. But we had a fair share of our 3-0s too. So it was like,
I said it last time I came on and talked to you guys. I was like, man, we've had more game fives, and this has been more entertaining than any year of COD. And it's like, you love it.
Dude, what did you think about Clay's play this week? He had the second overall highest KD in the entire like stage one
regular play. Don't do me like that, man. We've already talked. I wasn't even trying to do you dirty.
I know.
Like even Courage said something like, I snaked Clay. Bro, I had to remove a player. I had to snake somebody. You know, it's like we had to do it.
I wasn't trying to do you
trust
dirty.
Me, I did not want to do that. Like, I was voting for 5v5, you know, because I knew I had the dream team. You know what I mean?
I was literally just asking you.
Didn't you waive his buyout? Or is that not true? Or made it low? I don't remember exactly.
No, but we worked it out pretty quick with New York to make sure he went where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know,
he didn't get like, sneaked.
Yeah. I didn't try to ruin his career.
I wasn't insinuating that. I was literally just asking what you thought about his week. I mean, because he had a great week. I honestly, personally, I didn't think Clay was
monster.
I didn't think he was capable of like frying like that, like on an individual level.
Trust me, man. If we still had Clay and it was 5v5, nobody would stand a chance. Like, we just dominated. Okay. All right. If FaZe got like Alec with Priesta, like they'd be still monsters. Oh, yeah, you know, like Optic's still good. Like, you know, Thieves would probably be good. Like, all right, but I still think like our chances would be great.
Maybe pretty high.
Yeah. Pretty high.
No one would argue against that.
Clay's a monster, man. He knows how to hype your team up too, and that's why he wins world championships with a bunch of young talent. Like, he just hypes everybody up. He's smart. He plays well. He's got his gunny and he wins. So I don't know, man. Clay's somebody you're always going to have to look up out for. I'll gas that guy up every day till he's done playing.
No. I mean, yeah, this week was just like the way he played. I was like, I can actually never doubt him again. I don't know why I was. Guy has three world championships, but you know, still just on the individual level, I was like, he's always had really, really good teammates. So how's he going to do here? And he completely just proved me wrong. So props to him. I thought we'd just show him a little bit of love, but I want to ask you guys, can you make on the, do you know the Pick'em website? Have you guys used it at all? Either of you?
Pick'em's called not. Duty.
I want you guys to go there and make a bracket. For the, and you can have Empire winning if you want, but I want to see what your guys' bracket is going to be looking like.
And then I feel like the chat should go ahead and join us in doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put it on the screen here in a second.
Let's do this.
But you know, before any major tournament, it's tradition. We always have to do a bracket, go see how it goes, and see who is the closest to it. Because so far in the pick'ems, like I have not been that great. This has been a really hard game to predict matches. I mean, it seems like a lot of teams, like you can't get a good like look at what they're good at, man. Like they'll fry in at like Empire, they were frying in Hardpoint, and then they stuck that search, and then they come back and they're frying in search, losing hard points. It's wild to me. At the quick swings that we're seeing in these games, just how evenly matched everyone is. But here, let me make Stroh's screen a little bit smaller so I can get the.
Oh boy! You want me to register?
Oh my god! I have to do this.
Yeah, that's a lot of.
You guys don't clicking. Have a Pick'em account?
Come on!
Unbelievable, man! Unbelievable.
I'm always right. I don't even need to bother with this leaderboard stuff.
Oh, I have to like download the authenticator app and all this stuff. I'm not going to do this right now, but I will
do it. I mean, we can just go through it together. We can just go through it together. And you guys give me your opinion, but either way, I'll make mine. And put on
sounds
the screen.
Good.
Put it on the screen chat. Hold on. I'm technologically inept sometimes.
Wait, is the final one of the extended ones?
Is the what?
Does it go? Is the final the grand final? Is it like best of seven, best of something like that? Longer than?
We can.
Or is
it
just
out.
Another best of five?
I'm not sure. Do you know? Is the final best of seven?
Best of nine.
Oh, it's a best of nine. Okay. Yeah. Sheesh.
Shoo! Best of nine. Every major. Ooh. I guess we're gonna know who the best team is at the end, right?
Yeah, dude, I love that. Like, we should be doing that, you know? I think best of nine in the finals. Like,
I can't wait to hear Clint lose his voice over the course of a best of nine series. It's going to be wild. All right, so here we go. All right, so I already did my first two series. Well, let's just go from zero. All right, Optic versus Subliners. Let's break it down, what we saw, talk about the teams. So for Optic, I was like super worried about their search and destroy initially, but you know, they still haven't been great at it, but they've shown a couple strides of improvement. What did you guys think about Optic and their bounce back and throughout this week?
How they played? I mean, their respawn looks super strong. If you ask me, I think they're the most consistent respawn team. I don't think they've lost to Control. That I think that's correct. And their hardpoint's really strong. Their S&D is like just about average, which is good enough to win. I just feel like they're really like super tough team to beat in this game.
Yeah, no, they are.
Their only loss was to FaZe, and it was what? A BZ had a three piece at the end of the hard point, and then they obviously got bodied in that search, but they'll learn it as time goes along.
But
I think it's really strong.
Going up against New York, they've been really solid as well. I mean, so New York is one of the teams where they, you know, record doesn't really reflect how well they played throughout the week. Legitimately, throughout the week, every single map that they lost in a series, they had an opportunity to win it. Down to the 3-0 that they got handed by LA Thieves, they legit almost won that every single map in that series. You know, when you look at the match versus Empire, they could have 3-0'd you guys. Like, they legit were up 20-9 in kills and could have closed it out in Control to end the series. They lose that and end up losing the series. Like, so this is a really tough matchup between Optic and Subliners. Like, which way are you guys leaning? I'll start with Stro.
So I feel like they're going through that honeymoon period of, you know, like they're starting to play together, like Clay, you know, Clay's gassing everybody up. Everybody wants to impress each other, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm a little worried that might run out, you know, like it could, that honeymoon period is a real thing. Like when your team first kind of gets together and everybody's trying to work hard and impress each other and like, you know, show that, you know, you can come together and win, that kind of starts fading away pretty quickly. It actually just happens. I don't even know. It's like a phenomenon, but, I'm a little worried that will happen to them, especially, you know, running into like Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough team to beat and a lot of experience, and ARs are like really good in this game, I feel like. And, you know, you have somebody like Formal, like running AR, like you're just a tough team to beat.
Yeah.
So they're, kind of Clay, for me, it's Clay versus Formal in that matchup.
Clay's been nasty. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, can ASIM keep up what he was doing going into the major? Can Clay keep that up as well? I mean, Diamond Con started to play a lot better. So it's a tough game. I'll probably give it to Optic. John, you?
Yeah, I'm leaning like Optic 3-1, something like that. I just think they're too strong and too consistent.
All right, with that. All right, moving down. LA Thieves versus the Gorillas. I mean, the Gorillas, they were in a, I mean, they were 2-3, got to a tie, ended up making it to the top three. But they did what they needed to do. But going up against the Thieves, I don't have much faith in them to take that series. Because Thieves have been good at search. Like, if Thieves weren't good at search, I'd say Gorillas have an opportunity to, like, win both search and destroys, take a respawn. And that's what they've done to win series. But versus the Thieves, I mean, the way TJ's playing and how sound of a squad they've been, I don't think Gorillas are going to be able to do it. But I'll open the floor to you guys. What do you guys think?
I mean, I have LA Thieves 3-0 in that match. I think that, I mean, good for LAG for making winner's bracket, but I believe they won two game fives, and one of them was against Paris early on, and I actually feel like Paris would have beaten them later on in their week. I just think that they were trying to gel and whatever, but I mean, I just feel like LAG doesn't have enough firepower consistently across the board to be able to beat a team, like any of the top four teams, in my opinion. That would be Empire, Optic, FaZe, and LA Thieves. It's just not enough firepower to beat them in a full series, I think.
You think we're seeing a hot one, Stro? 3-0?
Yeah, it's a 3-0 or it's a 3-1. Maybe Gorillas get the S&D, but...
Man, that winner's round two.
Winner's round two is going to be ridiculous if both of those come out, right? Like, if you get Thieves versus FaZe and us versus Optic, I mean, that's like... You know,
that's a banger. Those are two bangers for sure.
those are two pretty hype matches.
All right, and then going down to the limb round one. All right, we got Surge versus Mutineers. Now both these teams just really haven't been able to put it together. So it's weird for Mutineers because like individually some of their players are playing really really well. Awakening's number one search and destroy KD. Like he's picking up a ton of first bloods. Like he's just as good at this game, if not better than he was last year. But the squad haven't been able to do it. And they're going up against the Surge. So this is like one of the harder games to predict. I think it's like, it just comes down to the hard point. Cause we've seen Surge get a lot better at hard point. like a lot closer. They're getting down to the wire of these games, and then Mutineers, at times they're choking the hard point, or they're taking that one and then getting smoked on game four. So it's really tough.
It's weird. Like, why is Florida doing so poorly? It doesn't feel like it when you watch them. I don't know if I'm the only one that gets that feeling. It doesn't feel like they're 1-4 bad, but then they end up losing. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of weird. And like you said, I watch Awakening, and every single time I'm watching, I'm like, dude, this guy's Big Wake's nasty. This guy's disgusting. I don't know.
But, yeah, I'm taking Seattle on this one though. I am too. Yeah, like I don't know, man. I feel like they'll figure it out eventually. You know, I don't know. Gunless looks. When I was watching him play a couple matches, and he looks like he's maybe a little inconsistent, but he's like,
he had
some signs where he's just nasty.
He had like a good series. There's some moments
where he's ridiculous.
He had like a good series, and then he has been a little inconsistent. It's so weird. I watched him play.
Coming into their own team, right? That's why. I mean, it's hard to have good individual games when your team is overall struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like they're going to figure it out. They'll figure it out eventually.
I'm going to go Mutineers in that one. So, John, you'll be the tiebreaker. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Surge. I just...
All right.
3-2? I don't know. It's hard for me to pick against them, yeah.
Okay.
3-2 Surge is good.
Moving down, we're making good progress. We got Toronto Ultra versus the Royal Ravens. Now, Ultra, they screwed up my pick'ems, I'll be honest. I had so much faith in the squad, dude. They looked so good in their first few matches. Like, their hard point was incredible. Bance was frying. Like, he was literally the Bance of old. But if you take a look at his stats, like, he fell down to, I think it was like 44th overall KD. Like, out of 48. Like, he was playing so well, and then just they took a turn. It's not all his fault. I mean, the whole team, there was a turnaround in all their performance. But they had so many close maps and close games. I just think that they had too many heart-wrenching map losses that just spiraled out of control for them. So I could honestly see them making a run in the major, like in the loser's bracket. I could see them streaking a bit.
They always lose their controls, though. So it's kind of hard to make a run when you're losing the swing game every single time. I think they might have won one of them. And I think when you talk about bands, I think that's the mode where he and the team are struggling the most. I have them beating the Ravens. I think everyone does, right?
Yeah.
Those guys kind of stink. But
what do you mean? Wait, yeah, they took you guys to game five. Mind blown how they did that. Because they have not been playing. So, like, here's the thing. Dylan and Alex are disgusting, in my opinion. Those guys are nasty.
I'm taking London in that one, man. Wow. I don't know why.
Crazy.
I don't know why. I don't look. You guys know better than I do. But I've watched a pretty good number of matches. I mean, I'm kind of basing it off of like what I've seen against us. We haven't played Toronto, sure. So
a fair assessment. They took you guys all the way to five. It was a good series.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
That was like their best. That's
a toss up. I don't know much about it. But I'm gonna, for the sake of somebody cheering for the Ravens, I'm cheering for them. Okay. We're picking them.
Well, I'll let you know right now. That was like the Ravens' best performance was in that series. Like they. But Dylan and Alex are demons on the map. Like they're very good. So if they can get something going in there, they can maybe pull it off. But I just think Ultra are a more sound team. They have more chemistry.
They have to do it for the British nation over there. I mean,
they need Trey Zero.
They got to do it. They got to do it, man. Can't
Trey Zero back bad. And it's not really. I don't want to say it's a knock on Haggy on Parasite. Because it's really not. It's just that Trey's super versatile. Adds a lot to a team. I don't know. They just need him back.
All right. Moving on. So let's keep getting through it. We got Paris Legion versus Seattle Surge. Legion, man, one of the better hardpoint teams we have in this game, to be quite honest with you. They've been playing well. I know John has like a little face on him right now. You're not sold on Legion yet?
No, I think they're pretty good. It's just super inconsistent. I don't know. I think they're pretty good. Better than people thought they were going to be. Let's say that.
These matches are super hard to predict. The Surge, Mutineers, Paris, little bubble right there. I have no idea. It's super difficult to predict.
The winner's bracket matches are going to be pretty tough, too.
I think I have an idea on how.
At least, you know, it's like, you know, they're going to be good matches.
Yeah, they will be very good matches. So Paris and Surge. I mean, let's think about how this will go. I think Paris are the better hardpoint team. So I'm going to have them taking map number one. And Search and Destroy, I don't think Paris have been that great other than like they won like a Miami S&D. I think I've seen them win. I think they won like what? It was like two searches or three searches max throughout the week. I think it was two, and it was like Miami twice. Yeah, I think it was Miami twice. Something like that. I don't know. I remember looking at their thing, and it was like they won the same map twice. So I'm not – I think they'll lose that map. It could go to a game five, and do you think Paris has what it takes to take down Surge in a game five or vice versa?
I would take Surge in a game five. If it got all the way there, I'm going with the Surge. I feel like Paris would have to end it sooner. Game four, you know what I mean? Win those hard points.
See if Paris I got to look up their control record. Hold on. I got to look up their control record. Because I think they could take both hard points versus Surge.
I don't know. And then the other one, I'd go with the Rocker for sure over Toronto. I just feel like that Rocker team's S&D has been really strong. And I've got to believe they're going to figure out how to play Hardpoint better than they did during that week. So as long as they like come somewhat close in those hard points, I think that they'll win that series. Well,
Rocker got a lot better at hard point through the week, but it was like they were frying on Checkmate hard point, and on the air maps we saw them play well on a raid, but on the smaller submaps we haven't seen them. We still have yet to see them like fry on like the submaps when it comes to hard point. So Rocker, I mean, they could still have that same issue that we were talking about, John. We don't know yet. And when it comes to the major, we'll see if they fix it by now. I'm still trying to get their control record right now. I haven't emailed like all the stuff. Okay, so I have Surge's record right here. So in control, Surge is 0-5. So yeah, I think when I look at Paris, like I think they could take both hardpoints and the control. Like they're literally 0-5 in control, 3-5 in hardpoint, 3-4 in S&D. It was not a good week for the Surge. So I don't know. I'm gonna go 3-1 Paris there. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna go 3-2 Surge.
I'll take Paris 3-2.
All right, there we go. Okay, moving on. All right, Rocker versus Ultra. I want to get a good bracket, guys. I want to go back and be like, we got this shit.
I'm going 3-1 Rocker.
3-1 Rocker.
Rocker's strong.
They are strong, but their hard point has not been.
I think, aren't they the team with the best record that's starting in losers too? I believe they're 3-2. They just lost tiebreakers.
But you have to think about the game. So like, Ultra have lost like the closest games outside of like New York. They've had an opportunity in a lot of these series to take the dub.
I mean, but they don't have any. What's their win? Who did the Ultra actually beat?
Let's go back and look. So the Ultra, they beat Mutineers. They lost 2-3 to Paris, lost 2-3 to Gorillas, 1-3 to Optic, 1-3 to FaZe. But remember the FaZe series and how close it was. The hard point, they lost by 3 points. I think they got waxed on games 3 and 4, but like, I think they were just, I don't know. I think they just got crushed on the, they won their first, if they won that first map and they're up 2-0, they had a great opportunity to take that series. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. The same thing can be said about Rocker's losses.
Yeah. Except for they got run over by New York, but I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Same thing can be said. All right. So we'll go Rocker. All right. Next one, Gorillas versus Rocker. Stro, who you going with?
Yeah, I'm still going with Rocker there. That's like a 3-1, 3-2.
Yeah, because they're just better. Better at the things Gorillas are good at.
What's their record in S&D? What's Rocker's record in S&D?
I got you.
Like, it's
got
to be good. It's got to be good.
It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Like, that's why I just think they're. I think Rocker's gonna make that run just off their S&D game.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do it by just.
Ben says their record's 5-1. Yeah, I'm gonna go 3-1 towards Rocker again.
5-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just better at the things Gorillas are good at, and that's S&D. So we'll go 3-1 Rocker in that one. Subliners versus Legion.
New York 3-0.
I don't know. Do Paris keep it up? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's another one, man. It's like for me, if that honeymoon period isn't, you know, if they're kind of losing that first bit of, you know,
these are both the teams. Power. These are both the teams that are kind of frying though, like, and we just don't know if they'll keep it up. It's like, which one do we think will keep it up going into it?
Because Clay's got that though.
But think about it like this though, Stro. Think about it like this. So New York will be coming off of a loss if they lose to Optic and come here, and then obviously a little bit deflated. Paris will be coming off of a big win. Do you think that plays into it at all?
If they play the same day, maybe, but there's a day break in between.
Yeah, like, I think they'll have that break in between.
Yeah, so
if they're coming out of winners to lower, then I think they'll have a break, and I don't know. I just see like the Clay stat line right now, and the way he's frying, and just the way, yeah, like it seems like playing really well. I don't know. I just feel like they got that.
All right, we'll go New York. All right, so 3-1 or 3-2. I think that goes 5. 3-2. Go 3-2. All right, now let's look back. Let's see if we have one upset, by the way, guys. Or are we just picking the favorite?
You guys can pick it. Like, I'll let you guys pick our match. I won't even say
anything. Seattle over Mutineers. I don't know if that's considered an upset or not.
It's not an upset. No, I mean, they're just equally bad right now. So I wouldn't consider that an upset.
Oh, you're going straight through lower bracket now, right?
Yeah, we're going straight through lower bracket at the moment. Okay. But we have to go back to winners now.
Yeah.
Think about this week, though. There's been so many upsets. I have no idea. I don't think it'll go this way. But all right, going back up. All right, so we'll do this match, John. Empire versus Optic.
Yeah, so I'll let you guys. You're not going to offend me. You guys talk about it. I think this is going to be a good match.
I'm going to go. I'm going out with Optic. I'm going with Optic, 3-1.
So I think Optic's going to assert their dominance. No, I'm joking.
you guys know me, man. I'm not going to try and career end you. Don't worry.
Isn't Kyler like the best player in the game statistically right now, though?
I'll tell you.
I'm pretty sure Kyler's like super mega prime.
Yeah, I think overall he's number one. Yeah.
Is he literally number one?
Well, in KD, yeah, so.
At least KD. I don't know if that means he's played the best, but KD wise, I think overall, he's way above everyone else. Dude,
it took me ever to scroll through my phone. So Ben, can you tell me if he's number one in KD in the entire league? But either way, he's frying, right? So. The thing about Empire is, though, like, they've had, like, a lot of shaky series. Like, it has not been easy for them at all. Like, that, but on the same token, like, their last series was great. They played a really good team for first seed. The pressure was on, and they took the dub. Like, even when it got down to, like, the crunch time, like, Prim clutched an amazing, mind-blowing 1v2. That's the thing about Optic, dude, is sometimes they just, you know, they play these big matches, and those clutch time moments, they choke them, dude.
I mean, I know when they want to beat us really bad, they're going to want to beat us really bad in this game. So,
wait, what makes you say that? Don't they always want to beat you guys?
I don't know, man. It's like, you know,
there's added
stress. Yes, there. But there are times when, like, you know, they are out for blood. You know, it's like I know that they want to shut me up.
I want to get this right.
After they saw me saying this stuff this past couple days. So
yeah, I'm not sold on
not just that. I don't even think they really care that much about me. But you know, at the end of the day, they wanna shut up, you know, probably everyone and just try to get it this season. They're after it.
I think Ben, you can unmute your mic, by the way. Dude, I'm not sold on Chicago's S&D either, but I'm also not sold on Empire's S&D just yet.
Me neither. I mean, the fact is, Krim did have to clutch that 1v2 to win the map, right?
Yeah.
it's like, to me, it's a weird battle because I feel like I'm going to get some hate for this, but, you know, we take the takes out on the show. I think Dallas just got in trouble in their situational play. They have to get bailed out, but I think their like, fundamentals are good. And Chicago play kind of straight up in search, and that kind of gives an opening to Dallas. So that's where I'm kind of coming from, where I think Dallas might clutch this in a game 5.
Yeah. Huh.
Who do you give the edge to in Hardpoint, though?
Probably Chicago.
Me too.
As well as Kyler's frying, I just think Chicago right now look like probably the best respawn team in the game if we're looking at Hardpoint and...
Yeah, they do.
Hardpoint and Control. I'm trying to think of the maps. I still think...
Yeah, but there's like... Optic. There's a higher likelihood that like Dallas takes both searches than Optic takes both Hardpoints, so like...
What makes you say that? Optic's extremely... I mean, they're average at Hardpoint. I wouldn't say that Empire's, like, untouchable in the Search and Destroys. Or I said Optic's average at Search and Destroy, I mean. And I wouldn't say that Empire's untouchable at those. I don't know what makes them have a higher edge in...
Yeah, I just know what,
in
like...
Search.
I guess it's fair. It's just my, like... When I look at these teams in tournament form, I just expect them to be good at Search and Destroy. But, yeah, this week... There were times where they did not play well in search, so you know it's hard for me to actually just give them that absolute edge. This is actually super difficult to predict as well.
Yeah,
super close match. I think it'll go game 5, and when it goes to game 5, I'm just gonna give that to Empire. I feel like they're gonna. And the chat's calling me a hater because they say I always go against Optic, which is not true. I just think that Empire are gonna take this one, so I'm gonna go Empire on this one, 3-2. John, who are you going with?
Optic? I was going with Optic 3-1. But
all right, Ben, you'll be the deciding factor.
I'm Empire 3-2.
All right, there it is.
Well, there you go. Hey, fuck you guys.
All right, moving on. Atlanta FaZe versus Thieves. So you can come into this one. We have FaZe versus the Thieves.
I'm not trying to like smack talk Thieves here, but that's probably a 3-0 or 3-1 for me. I'm really not. Like, I'm just calling it how it is, in my opinion. Like, I mean, FaZe is looking ridiculous. So, like, you know, that's just who they're up against.
They are looking really good, but they've had their fair share of tough games as well. Like, they went all the way to the game five with
Topic. I would love to see the Thieves surprise me there. But
and FaZe has had some close ass hard points, dude, against some teams that, you know, haven't been the best. Like, they had a super close hard point in their series versus Toronto that they could have lost. Like, they've had
battles. Cap's really gonna have to coach him up, you know.
Yeah,
like but TJ like is impressed me, man. Like, he looks like he can go. He's really streaky, and like, you know, it seems like he has really good map awareness in this game, and like is constantly putting the Thieves in a position to make plays.
Slasher's been really good too.
But you know, Slasher's a turret, you know. Like, you know, it's like if Slasher gets set up, he's great. If he doesn't, it's not so great. You know,
sure.
That's how I feel. I mean, sure, he can make some plays too, but I don't know. Just watching them play and watching them play against us, it seemed like Tej was like making moves. And, you know, he's another guy I don't really talk to very much, but I'll give him his props. He plays well and seems like he has really good map awareness and like can position himself on his like kill streaks to just kind of set up the team to get good positioning.
Man. Yeah, that's going to be a battle for sure. Alec versus Slasher, it's a good one. But, I mean, I think Selium gives them the edge. You can do it, too. I just think he'll be too much to deal with, bro. He'll be popping up and down.
Will he snake his way to victory?
I don't know.
Will tell.
It's funny. Right, keep going. All right, keep going. Ben loves MC. Loves him.
He does.
Yeah.
Anything FaZe, Ben is ready to just jump up.
I did used to work for FaZe, to be fair.
All right, man.
All right, so, John, who you going with? On your chest. Thieves or FaZe? Who you going with?
I mean, I have to lean FaZe. I mean, they're undefeated, and their Search and Destroy is actually the best Search and Destroy in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I might actually lean LA Thieves and Respawns. I'm not really sure. It's pretty close either way. But when it comes to Search and Destroy, I have to lean FaZe. So that's why I picked them. And if I was picking them 3-2, super close either way. And I mean, I could see LA Thieves winning that for sure, too. So,
I mean, for the
story. Trust me, I would love to see Thieves win that match, man.
And play you guys. Said 3-0.
I think it's a 3-0 or 3-1. Like, you know, I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening.
All right, lower bracket. We got three more games to go, boys. Thieves versus Subliners.
LA.
I got New York. This is one of those series where New York cut a 3-0 instead of losing 3-0. It's a really funky one.
Yeah, it was really close.
I just think the way New York's playing right now, the steps that players like Aston have taken up in their gameplay, if you watched, or he's just playing slower, more chilled COD, really like not taking low percentage gunfights as a struggle for him last year, and the way Clay's playing and what they're getting out of Diamond Con and Mac, I just feel like they have the edge here. I think they're like underrated kind of search team as well in the game. I think they've just been really, really good across the board, and I'm going to take a tight 1-3-2.
Wait, how do you say, is it a seam or ASIM?
It's ASIM.
He's trying to have it both ways.
I think it's a seam, right?
I think it's a seam. I don't know. It sounds like
yeah.
You know, he told the casters a seam. He told us ASIM. So,
I call him ASIM.
Okay.
Boy, ASIM.
It's probably one of those things where he got called ASIM so many times, he's like, whatever. It's ASIM.
This is going to be my...
You need to make a bracket on how we pronounce his name.
So, I was going to say this would be my big upset, but...
Not even that big.
I don't know.
Gee,
all right, well, relax. All right, so Ben's going New York. John, you're going Thieves, right?
Yeah.
Stro, who you going with?
I got Thieves in that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Thieves.
I got Thieves 3-2 in this one.
I don't know.
If LA wins, it's barely. If they lose, get their shit rocked.
Oh, come on. So you like to beat them to win.
All right, moving on.
I call it like it is, man. I just call it like it is. I don't hold any grudges like that. I don't fire ballistic missiles.
Optic versus Rocker. Who's winning this series? This is a weird match because Rocker been like the second best search team. Optic have been the best respawn team. It just all comes down to has Rocker fixed their hardpoint woes, and their control's been okay. So what do you guys think? John, I'll start with you. We'll move to Stro.
I'm like the most boring pick 'em person ever, but I mean, I would just go with Optic. I guess either who falls here, Optic or Dallas, and I'd end up picking that team 100%. So,
yeah.
What do you want, Optic?
Yeah, can't argue with that.
No upset.
I think that's a triple low right there.
All right, here we go. Optic versus Thieves.
That's a big time game.
Big time.
I go Optic right there.
I'm shocked.
I'll go 3-1 on this one.
We're literally back to like rematches from last year, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens.
What, 12 teams in the league, right?
Yeah, and those teams all have like the top to the bottom best talent. So yeah, that happens.
I go 3-1, Chicago.
John. John, who you going? Up,
brother. I mean, shit. I'm going to go 3-1 LA Thieves.
Ben?
3-0 Optic.
3-0? I mean, they already 3-0'd them. You know it's hard to 3-0 them twice.
I'm going to go 3-0.
Even though it was the pre-tournament crap. What is the thing called? Opening
kickoff.
Weekend?
The kickoff classic.
Yeah, the kickoff classic. Even though it was the preseason, that makes less sense. Anyways. I'll go with LA Thieves.
I went with Optic in that one as well. So, I mean, you got beat out there, John. Empire and FaZe.
I've been beat out every time.
Who are you picking in this bullshit. One? I think I'm going to go FaZe in this one. I'm going to go FaZe 3-1. I think it comes down to, I don't know. Who knows what it comes down to in the series, honestly. Both these guys are nasty. I was trying to think it through, but it just goes against the other when it comes to these two teams, so it's super tough.
Nah, we're gonna rattle them, man. They're rattled after last season that when we played them in the big game, they were shaky. they were shaky. I think our boys are constantly improving. I'm gonna go ahead and predict this one. It's a 3-1 for the Dallas Empire. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Ben, who are you going with?
We know who Ben's going with, so alright, I got
you're gonna do my prediction for me, John? That's good.
Go for it, Ben. Go for it.
This is a tough series. I think it's gonna go to the end game 5. I think right now FaZe is probably the better S&D team, so I'll give them the edge. But legitimately, like, I think you just coin flip this series. It's honestly who turns up on the day and plays better. So I'll just pick FaZe just to do that gimmick.
How the fuck are you gonna coin flip and then pick FaZe when we all knew you were gonna pick FaZe? Coin flip's 50-50, dude.
Sorry, hedging, John.
We're gonna have to play well to beat those guys, man.
Thanks,
Mike. We're gonna show up like shit.
That's
we're
still professional gonna analysis. We just have to show up and you know play our game and win, and we'll beat them.
Honestly, so if Dallas win to get this point, I actually do agree with Mike that they'll be rolling. And when it comes to this point, I think Dallas would win. Weird thought.
Alex is the X factor, though, or Alec is the X factor.
100% though. Like he's played well, but we haven't seen him.
He's
like,
the
turn
different.
Up.
He's the different part of this team.
He could just go crazy this tourney.
Might keep him balanced versus a team like us. You know, when they have to face off again, because you know how it is. Like when you take that L in the World Championship match, and you know you have to play that team again. You're always like, all of us played professionally. You know, like you just like get this. There's just something you can't shake off. It's like bad juju, you know. It's like you just can't get it out of you.
I don't know. I won my championship match, Mike. Oh, you lost. God.
All right.
And you lost too.
I did.
I made $2,000 for taking second place at the national championship.
Yeah, no, Jack told us.
Nowadays it would be worth what, like 200 G's, like 100x.
That is crazy. All right, so we're split down the middle on this one. Oh, Brisk Mate with the Prime Gaming. Thank you. Welcome. So we need one more pick. We need one more. We need you guys to come through. Somebody in the chat, what are you guys thinking? We'll see who gets more votes, FaZe or Empire. getting down to our elimination final and then our major. ATL 3-0 Dao phase. Empire.
So it goes from Empire, best of five, Empire. And then it just jumps to best of nine.
Yeah, that'll change a lot of how we. All right, so it's pretty much down the middle.
as a coin flip would be.
Just flip the coin.
Yeah,
flip a coin. You have one? Do you have a virtual coin? You can do that on like Siri. Some website. Hey, Siri.
Siri, flip a coin. Heads this time. And heads was the top one.
Is Hatcher old man? Someone said hello, nameless Pac-Man and old man. Usually I'm old man.
Come on, so, man. Mike, you're old man. You know who that is. That's so me.
It was heads. Empire gets through. All right, FaZe versus Optic. I mean, we already had. Did we have them playing each other already in this or no?
Who?
FaZe and Optic? Oh, no, we didn't. They haven't played. All right, so how do we think this will go? FaZe versus Optic.
I think it's the same problem you had the last time these two teams played. I think Optic probably has the edge of response. FaZe has the edge in S&Ds. If it goes to a game five, which is likely, I think you probably got FaZe.
But in this situation, like a loser's finals this late in the tournament, I feel like all those, you know, what they're good and bad at, like it just out the window. Players just turn up, man. We see, you know, a team that's typically not good at search have a great, you know, series of search and destroy. Like, whose potential is higher here? I don't know.
I think the only thing, though, with this format is that you have days between matches, so teams are going to go back and be able to watch film and be able to counter strat, no break-offs, know how they're going to game plan and search. So it's not like a situation where you're coming in hot on a champ Sunday and you're playing two back-to-back series coming from losers, or on the flip side from winners you're waiting. So I don't know if I totally subscribe to that argument.
All right. Yeah, we'll just go FaZe again. I mean, we picked them to be better, so I guess we're going FaZe. All right, and then FaZe versus Empire rematch in a best of nine this time.
The winner, whoever wins the winner's final, is going to win the final. Don't you get a game advantage?
Yeah, I think you get a one game.
Yeah. Whoever wins the winner's final is going to win the final. So in this instance, with our coin flip, I'll take that.
You can't have Empire winning with Stroh on the podcast, bro.
I mean, if Stroh wasn't here, it'd be between these two teams probably as well.
I don't know, man.
And for the record, I picked against Dallas way earlier in the bracket. I picked Optic to stomp on Stroh's team.
it's a coin flip.
That would make me sad.
So, like, what is that? I'm actually curious. Like, what is that?
Trust me, it would make me more sad than I was yesterday reading those tweets.
Fair enough.
Guarantee that.
What were you saying, Ben?
What is the gameplay distribution in best of nine?
I actually don't know. Let's see. I'm on their website right now. Does it even show that? Like, what it would be?
Because once you get in the best of nine territory, like, teams avoided playing Crossroads across the board, really. Like maps like that start to come into play. Like, I'm really curious sort of how vetoes kind of go and how teams try to spread out their picks across the best of nine. It's definitely a little bit of a different game plan than when you're playing a best of five.
I don't know where to find that. Or these are just, like, the competitive settings. And
I don't know.
Best I mean, of five. They 11, don't have a best of nine 11 total veto modes? Process. All right, well, I mean, that map play. Lead, I guess we'll go with that, and then this will be our final bracket. But
so then, I don't know what you're saying. Doesn't it just drop strategy? You just drop your words.
Same, is it just wait, like your bracket like cannot be modified when you click submit predictions? All right, so this is going to be my actual official bracket going into the week.
Tough. We have, like, no upsets.
All right, fuck it, boys. I'm in there.
I can't wait. If we do lose Optic like that, I already know I'm going to. I'm going to have to be the one that somebody's like, Stroh already cursed Empire.
You know, you have to tweet.
I'll have to reply to my own tweet and be like, nice one, dumbass.
I hope we were on point for the sake of my bracket. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Quote Krim on myself.
If you win,
I'll have to call myself a dumbass before Krim calls me a dumbass.
If you win, you're generating.
I'd be like, dude, I text and be like, yo, dude, I already called myself a dumbass. Just please. You don't need to say anything.
Well, thank you, guys. I mean, this is a pretty good episode. I think we covered a lot of stuff, our predictions, week one, all that good stuff. Stroh, is there anything else you wanted to talk about or cover before we wrap it up?
Let's all get along, all right? Let's all just take a deep breath, talk a little smack when you win, hate a little bit when you lose, and just get along. All right.
Love it. Love the closing
statement. I want to build Call of Duty esports up much bigger, and it's okay to talk a little smack. Maybe it is okay to fire some ballistic missiles every now and then too. I can take it. But don't worry, guys. I'll try to be a little nicer and, you know, treat people with a little more respect when we 3-0 them.
All right, John, anything you want to say? Put a bow on it before we end it.
No, I'm looking forward to this week of matches. It's like all the Twitter stuff aside, Jack and Cap and Thorin's crazy ass, all that aside, I just want to see some great matches, and I'm down for some shit talk between the players, especially. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is, man. That's what makes esports some of the most fun it is. Usually it was in person, but now we're sitting here on social media doing it, so it has a different feel. But I mean, we all love what we do, right? So I feel blessed and can't wait.
I'm older now, you know. I've been doing this for 15 years, right? I keep saying that, but like, it's been, I have to say it because I still feel like I'm 25, man. You know, like I really do. I've been doing this my whole life. And so the reason I do act like that, I do talk smack, is because that's all I've known. That's been my career. You know, it's like I still feel like I'm a teammate to my players, you know, in many ways. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like the video I put out yesterday, you know, just saying, hey, you know, I'm a team owner. I don't need to wear a suit. It's because I used to be a player and I grew up doing this, you know, so. In many ways, I'm kind of stuck in that mode, you know, of just kind of being part of the community. So
everybody talks shit too, man. It just went crazy yesterday. But I appreciate you coming on, Stro. You know, a lot of people might not have come on. And
I always love coming to talk to you guys, man. I wish I could, like, you know, just do what I used to do sometimes and just cast matches and do analysis and watch as many games as I can. But unfortunately, I have so much going on, I can't do it anymore. But maybe one day. You know, I'll come back and be able to talk more about the games.
But that's what's up, Ben. Any final things you want to say?
I'm rooting for chaos this week. I want to see a crazy upset. I want to see someone make the run from losers and want to win the whole tournament. I just want people's
power. As long as they don't destroy FaZe.
Exactly. I'm gonna say no, you don't.
I don't care about that part. I want some this league stuff, man. We have so much momentum right now. This might be a crazy week.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate all you guys coming on. Everybody in the chat, thank you guys. I hope anybody was here to learn more about the situation that happened yesterday. Hopefully you got what you wanted, and we'll see you guys next week, or maybe the week after, since the major is going to be happening all week. And I'll talk to you guys then. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in.